Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. Damn glad to have you. Shout out to Brad. Did he tell you your hair is nice, that you're a good person, all that sort of stuff?
Oh, he said I'm his favorite part of the show. Yeah, man.
That's great.
So he lied. Good. Yeah, I like That's it. Good. Anything to win a prize.
He won the Booth Creek Wagyu Smasher Pass promotion. Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kev, so shout out to Brad.
Glad I don't think he had ever tried one of our contests before, so that just shows, man. Anytime you can try, call in, you may win.
Way to go, Brad!
He got a one of one.
He did a one of one. Yeah. Todd Bowles kind of got a one of one today too, didn't he? How about Tampa Bay extending him and their general manager Jason? I think it's interesting because Todd Bowles, to me, I always viewed as like just a place filler until they found somebody better. That's kind of been like his head coaching career, right, with the Jets. And then, you know, on the Tampa, he kind of just took over and whatnot. But, I mean, they've done a pretty good job. And They don't really have much competition in that division right
Supposedly,
now.
Supposedly, Tampa's going to have a really good offense this year.
Yeah.
Drafted a rookie wide receiver.
Had a great
Mike Evans comes
year.
Back for his swan song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Baker's maybe figured it out.
Slept on quarterback, I think. You know, how
figured it out. He threw 45 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. Like Baker's good. Like Cleveland, again.
Baker found his home.
But you go back to that whole Cleveland thing, man. Like they had their guy. They finally had a quarterback. And what did they do? They effed it up. Because that's what Cleveland does. They eff up everything, man. It's just that they're par for the course. You know, when you look at franchises that are utter disasters, the Cleveland Browns have to be number 1, 2, 3, and 4 on that list. A fan base begging for a quarterback. A jersey that is a mile long with names of quarterbacks that have played on that team. You had your guy, and you said, hold my beer. Watch this. And you gave the creepiest creep of all time a guaranteed $230 million contract, you know, putting the NFL on its head, and you got rid of a good quarterback, a Watson, guy that was a fan favorite for you, and you deserve to lose. Like, Cleveland deserves to be a failure. Cleveland deserves to be losers. Cleveland deserves everything they get because they make bad decisions. You had your guy, man. Like Baker Mayfield, they could have erected a statue for that guy in Cleveland. And they said, nah, we're going to go ahead and get this guy who's a creeper and bring him up here and give him guaranteed money. Way to go, Cleveland.
Yeah, and then I think Tampa, you know, you trust in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and What's the guy they drafted? Was he out of Ohio State?
Yeah, Emeka Egbuka.
Yeah.
And they've got that Bucky Irving, who was great last season in his rookie year.
And then they've got Rashard.
Rashard White.
Yeah, he local kid, right?
Local kid, Grandview.
I think. Wyandotte or Grandview.
Yeah.
One of the two. But yesterday, local kid, Mizorowski.
Yeah.
Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. I know that sometimes I get baseball goofy, but for me, Milwaukee selling that game out yesterday and being in the middle of a Wednesday day game in summer. I mean, I think if you don't know somebody or at least three people that are either about to or are on vacation right now, right? Like everybody's either going this week or next week and they come back 4th of July, then they go after the 4th of July. And then like Bob has said several times, and then school starts.
Right.
So like everybody's out and about right now. And Milwaukee sold that game out yesterday, 42,000 plus to watch Mizorowski and Paul Skeens. And I think that was the Miz's like third game as a starter.
I think
in
it was
MLB.
His third, yeah.
And Paul Skeens is as advertised. We know everything about Paul Skeens, right? If you're into the baseball card game, you know that, you know, some lucky fan pulled his MLB debut patch. Sold it for $1.1 million
at an
auction.
Wasn't that a kid? Was that the 11-year-old kid, right?
And it didn't make sense, the offer they gave him, because he's not even from Pennsylvania, so why would he be able to go sit in all those games with, you know, yeah, it'd be cool to sit with Livy Dunn one game and, like, just talk and whatever. But, like, 9 years old, $1.1 million? Enjoy life, Scotty, you know? So, but Skeens is as advertised, went to LSU, all that sort
he
of stuff.
Him, came out,
right? Yeah, he is, you know? And then there's Miz. From Blue Springs, where I'm from, went to Green Valley High School, gets drafted from Milwaukee, and like Ben Mallard said earlier in the interview, there was some baseball nerd that's out there clocking every pitch because they do it, and there's over 12 pitches that are like 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, and it was like leaning towards the Miz, which is awesome. He has a nickname, which is taken in the WWE, but whatever. That game yesterday proved to me that quarterbacks and pitchers are what sell these two sports.
Yeah.
Why do we lock into Bills and Chiefs?
Quarterbacks.
Right. Why do we lock into Chiefs and Bengals? It's quarterbacks first.
At least one.
And with the Chargers, it's when they sell it, the NFL, because the NFL could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in satin gloves, white satin gloves. But when they sell these games, it's always Mahomes versus Herbert.
Right.
Allen versus Lamar. Burrow versus whoever. And in baseball, we've been asking, at least I have, how come they don't push Trout or push Harper or push these guys? Apparently, that's not what sells. People want to see the guy's going to hold the ball for most of the game and have control of the game. That is the quarterback. That is the pitcher. And yesterday, Milwaukee was proof of that, that these two young rising stars in baseball, who combined are about as old as you.
Right. Right. Yeah, seriously. So,
and that's not a stab. I'm just telling you, like, the relevance of the sport.
Yeah. I mean, like 23. And, I mean, they're probably combined younger than I am. Look up their ages real fast, Mac, and see what they are. See if they combine to be less than 48.
And what's great about it is, like, that pushed because Friday they had it on MLB Network. MLB Network got that. The lineup matched up. They had it. We're going to push this on Friday afternoon. I'm sure Saturday and Sunday they did the same thing. We came in here Monday and we're like, man, Wednesday, 1 o'clock. And we carry that all the way today. And now we're here Thursday. That game sold out for two people. Mm-hmm. I don't care. There's nobody there still going to see Christian Yelich. No one's seen O'Neill Cruz or whoever that doesn't hustle out plays to first.
Can you believe
that,
man?
They went and saw Skeens and they went and saw Miz.
Yep.
And that's baseball's seed to grow. And you have these sort of matchups everywhere, just like you have in football. And I had asked somebody who's really close to baseball and knows his stuff. And I said, what is Skeens and Miz comp to in football? And he said, I would guess Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud.
Yeah, that's a fair comp. The two young guys. Yeah.
You would love that matchup, right? Yeah. Just like if it's, gosh, I don't know, Tarik Skubal versus Max Fried. Maybe that, or, you know, whatever. Maybe that's your Allen and Mahomes because you have levels of talent that sell, right? And sometimes the young guys open the eyes. Like when Mahomes plays Jaden Daniels, we will talk about that for every single day when Washington comes to town because that is a marquee NFL matchup because of two individuals.
Who will be the first person that week to say, is this a passing of the torch from Mahomes to Jaden Daniels?
We'll see what the first seven weeks look like for Washington. But, I mean, that's baseball's way. Baseball's way is finding these matchups that happen and pushing them.
Yep.
Because you've got guys that are in their late 30s. You've got guys that are in their early 30s. You have guys in their late 20s. And you guys have guys in their younger 20s. Skeens, Miz, sold out, Milwaukee, middle of summer, day game. Hey, though.
And everybody wanted to be there and see it.
And we locked it.
And you're talking about two people in Kansas City. You know, like, we're not even affiliated with these two teams. But we tuned in like it was a Sunday night football game because we wanted to see what was going to happen. And I think, you know, you kind of answered your own question about what baseball needs to do. And it is about the pitchers, because if you're pushing a position player, you may get four at bats a game. And they may not even make a play in the field.
Might get three.
You may get three. Yeah, right. Exactly. If you're lucky to get three at bats in a game. Yeah. Right. So how do you push a guy like that who you're only seeing for, you know, basically, you know, 2 minutes? You have to push those starting pitchers. Mm. And baseball has developed a lot of really good ones right now that are young. And I was listening to Major League Baseball Network the other day, and they were talking about how much further the young pitching now is ahead of some of those younger position players. Now you need to capitalize on that and continue this. And it just doesn't have to be, you know, Skeens versus Miz. Like, the next time Miz pitches, that should be a big event now, because this guy's got three games under his belt and he looks good, man. And same with Paul Skeens and Max Fried pitching and Tarik Skubal pitching. Like, you've got yourself a litany of players right now that you can go out there and push. And so I'm sitting there watching this game yesterday and I'm thinking, like, how could we make this bigger, right? What if Major League Baseball had flex scheduling in that situation yesterday, and you could have moved that game to nighttime, and you could have had, you know, Peacock bid or whoever your streaming partners are, or ESPN, and have that, I don't want to use the term standalone game because there will be other games going on in Major League Baseball, but take that marquee matchup that everybody wanted to see. You're going to get the crowd, obviously. The tickets are sold. Move it back to a 6:30, 7 o'clock start. Get that sucker on primetime TV so a lot more people could have watched it on MLB Network. I think flex scheduling in baseball would kind of be good. Like, you don't have to do it all the time. It's not something we're looking to do constantly. But if you have an opportunity to have a matchup like we saw yesterday, clearly a marquee matchup for Major League Baseball, you got to get that one in prime time. You got to get that one when people are home to watch that game. Now, it worked out selfishly for me yesterday because we had swimming all last night, and I was kind of free during the early part of the day yesterday, so it was great for me. But I want more people to experience that. I want more people to get invested into two teams that they don't like because they've got great pitching matchups going on, just like we do in the NFL.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, because even the NFL, you don't get Allen and Mahomes every week, right? You're going to fall into those. And Rashad White Center High School, Mac Center, home of the Yellow Jackets. So there we go. But no, you have, like, that's the thing, is that you have these matchups that happen throughout the league, right? Like, you're going to run into maybe a, I don't know,
Dylan Cease versus Paul Skeens or something like that. Promote that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Mahomes and Allen, but that's the matchup people are going to see is, all right, which one of these guys is going to hose it for more often than the other guy in the inning, and we'll watch how that happens. And I understand that, like, if there's good pitching, then that means there's not great offense. But that also means it's a quick game and it's exciting.
Yes.
Because it again, if Skeens and Miz are going back, I mean, that game was still over by 3 o'clock.
Oh, it was a quick game. I mean, yeah, it was very fast.
What, 4-1 or 4-2, something like that yesterday? And, you know, that's the thing is that when you look at matchups in this game, 4-2, Pittsburgh lost. Pittsburgh gave up all their runs in the first inning and then scored 2 runs. And then Skeens was done after 4 innings. Unfortunately, we lost the heart of it. But again, that is your future. That is what you need to promote. That's what you need to go with because the NFL pushed quarterback matchups because more quarterbacks became relevant in the NFL, just like more pitchers are becoming. Burns, Skeens, Miz,
Scooble,
all these guys that are fantastic. And even still, hopefully we get, at one point, we'll get Skeens versus Sale like you might get a Rodgers versus Mahomes.
Yeah.
You got the vet that still has a little bit of juice left in it that still wins awards late in his career. Oh, by the way, here's this next kid that's coming in here with a nasty mustache and a hot girlfriend, and we're going to see who's the better guy.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a great matchup, too, Sale versus Skeens. Oh. I mean, you're going to sign up for that. And you know, the quarterback analogy is really good with the pitchers, and you mentioned touching the ball constantly. Like, a pitcher striking guys out is fun. Miz on the mound yesterday was energetic, was outstanding, was fun. I enjoyed watching his whole pitching performance yesterday, and I enjoy him celebrating. I enjoy him really living the moment and enjoying the moment and being involved in the moment and celebrating the moment. Like, we still need more of that in baseball, but they've done a 180 in this sport, man. Like, they're on such a heater right now and have an opportunity to continue to trend upwards as long as they continue to do the stuff that they're doing, and that's marketing those marquee matchups like they did the other day with this one and ended up selling. Like, the 42,000 being there yesterday, that's the biggest story of the game. Brewers fans, for a team that's 2.5 back, you know, they're in second place, on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, filled that building because of that pitching matchup.
Oh, yeah.
That is a victory lap for Major League Baseball.
Oh, it's huge. It was a huge day for baseball, and congrats to them because they are on the come. Coming up, Mac, he dives into what his Chiefs question is because we are 72 days away, and we'll do a little bit more of one words that maybe we didn't get to earlier. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Damn glad to have you on a Thursday.
Did you say Charlotte drafted the other kid from Duke, Albuquerque or whatever his name is?
Con Knipple.
Okay. And so they drafted him. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong on this one, guys, and I very well could be, I feel like Charlotte every year drafts somebody from like North Carolina or Duke and hoping that they can get fans to go there. And it seemingly, I don't know that it ever works, right? Maybe Charlotte should try something different instead of just going after every Carolina guy to try to fill the building, because that's what they're doing. I mean, there's no doubt that's what they're doing. My wife worked for them when they were the Bobcats, and she goes, oh, yeah, we drafted these kids out of Carolina hoping that the people would come, and the people would never come to go watch the team play because they weren't any good.
It's not good.
But is that the Charlotte MO? Don't they, like, everybody on that team's from North Carolina or Duke?
They do have a lot of players from, like, ACC, it seems, from that sort of region. Yeah. They're one of the few teams that's still drafting based on region, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. And also, too, is the ACC really the only conference left that really cares about college basketball?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Seriously. Yes. Like,
SEC.
Like,
I mean, yeah. I think
they kind of fell into college basketball. But if they had their druthers, it's all about football and baseball, I would imagine, down there. But the ACC truly is... Like they think college basketball is still a thing in the ACC, right? And so they're trying to capitalize on that. It would be like if we had a team we're drafting kids from Kansas and Missouri all the time. Like, that's not going to put butts into the seats, man. What puts butts into the seats is winning basketball games. And Charlotte hasn't figured out a way to do that maybe ever since Grandmama was down there playing. And that was an organization ago.
Where did Hunter Dickinson go?
Kansas. Oh, you mean, did he get drafted?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I forgot to look at that.
By the time we got home from swimming and I settled down, it was about 10:15, and they were still in the first round. And people talk about the NFL draft taking a long time.
does not look like he was drafted.
I'm shocked by that. He was so good at KU.
I mean, that's pretty crazy that he didn't even get drafted in the second round.
Really?
I mean, to me, he was an All-American. He's 7 foot tall. I mean, it's second round pick.
Yep. Did you see Adam Schefter's newest tweet about a Browns player that got released?
No.
One, try to count how many vowels are in that name and see if you can say it on our first reaction reading the name.
Oh. Ogbo Okoronkwo. Ogbo Okoronkwo. Okay.
The category is place.
So the first name is Ogbo. O-G-B-O. Ogbo, Ogbo. Right? Okay. We're good with that? Ogbo?
Now try the last name.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
O-R. Okoronkwo. Okoronkwo. Ogbo.
Okoronkwo? I don't know.
Today,
Brad
Junior.
Ekru? Yeah, see, that's the other one for Billy Madison. There's so much for Billy Madison that we quote every day, and like people probably don't even know it's from there, but yeah, I'm out on this one.
Second round's tonight. I forgot about that.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
So he'll probably get drafted.
And now the Knicks are reportedly in talks of trading Mikal Bridges. According to CBS Sports NBA, Knicks reportedly discussing Mikal Bridges trades even after paying a king's ransom to get him last summer.
Yeah. Mikal Bridges to Dallas for Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Like that's where the NBA though does need to intervene in all of this. They fixed it for the Dallas Mavericks, right? To give their star to the Lakers, they got the number one pick. That happened. That is the truth. I don't care what anybody says. That wasn't a lottery. You scratch our back. Because at that point in time, everybody was looking at the NBA as a dead stick. Were we not saying the NBA's got problems, man. It's a dead stick right now. And then all of a sudden, the day of the Super Bowl week starting, they had this huge trade, which dominates Super Bowl week. They send one of the best players in the league that nobody was talking about being traded because he never should have been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. The NBA's got juice on Super Bowl week. They trade one of the best players to one of the premier franchises to play with one of the greatest players of all time. And that carried the NBA into the postseason last year. Dallas, you make this trade, we'll make sure you get the number one pick. They did just that. So now what's the league going to do to make sure the Knicks get something going? Because we saw what the Knicks, and that's not me being a biased fan of the Knickerbockers because they were good when I was in high school. That's the damn truth. What the Knicks did for the NBA and the interest that they generated this year, how good were the playoffs with the Knicks in it, right? It's outstanding. So what is the league going to do now to make sure the Knicks continue on that trajectory upward? Because that's their meal ticket right now.
And the Milwaukee Bucks are still requesting the Knicks to call them for their head coach. But we are just stover days away from the Chiefs in Sao Paulo versus those Chargers of today. So, Mac, take it away, buddy.
It's today.
Mm-hmm. If worms had arms, then birds would not fear them.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
That's our favorite one. Yeah. Okay. Defensive rankings. Some top defensive defenses came out. Just, you know, early rankings, right?
Spoiler alert. Who's number one?
The Broncos.
Yeah.
We talked about that, right? We've all kind of been on this Broncos defense and said, I think they could have the best defense overall. These people agree.
Now, Chargers. This is in the NFL. This isn't in the AFC West. Right?
Yeah.
Just making sure people know. They're like, oh, yeah, in the West. Sure. No, they're saying they're the best defense in the NFL.
In the NFL.
Okay.
And they're saying the Chargers are the fourth best defense in the NFL.
That's wild.
That's wild. Right off the bat, two top five defenses in your own division. That's four games you're going against top five defenses just in your own division.
Tough.
Do these defense, and we'll get further into the defensive rankings. There are some, you know, Bills, Ravens. We'll get to some other big opponents here on those rankings. But just right off the top, looking at those two division opponents, we've already talked about the AFC West kind of taking a step up. Seems like this could be the toughest year for the Chiefs trying to get to that 10th year in a row of winning the AFC West. Do these defensive rankings make you feel like, okay, the Chiefs could use maybe a little bit more, an addition?
No, I think that what it does is it motivates them a little bit more. And I think we were talking about it yesterday in our post-production, and somebody had said to the effect of, well, now we see why they're going to go all offense and go crazy on offense because you've got these two defenses. But I maintain if they win the West this year, which they will, this will be the most satisfying of them because you've overcome really good teams right now. No longer is the AFC West the AFC East for 20 years when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson were, you know, doing their thing up in New England. This is a legit effing division right now, bro. Like, get out of the way of the AFC West. Everybody's going to stink except the Chiefs. Watch it, right? Because that's the way it always goes. But on paper right now, if they go ahead and win this division for the 10th consecutive year, this will be the most satisfying because all three teams can put up a fight against you now, and a legit fight against you right now.
It seems like every year the AFC West takes another step in the right direction, but it's a giant step for mankind. I'm kidding. Yeah. But it's a big step every year, whereas Bob had mentioned the AFC East in those Brady Belichick years was sad. Everybody was like, I'm not playing in that division with Tom Brady. If I want a chance, I'm going to go somewhere else to try to win. And you look at what this division has become, right? Sean Payton comes to the league. Now Pete Carroll signed up to come to the league. Jim Harbaugh came to the league.
Yeah.
Harbaugh and Payton decide to come in back-to-back years, or maybe in the same year. Was it the same year? Same year, back. Either way. They came into the league roughly the same time.
Same year.
And said, we'll take on the Chiefs. We'll be that challenge Andy Reid always talks about. We'll go take on that challenge or be that challenge for them. Justin Herbert's their premier quarterback. Bo Nix has had a fantastic rookie year at the age of 30. And the Broncos defense adds another step to it. Look, there's things you can do when a team is dominant for so many years, and that's either try to compete offensively or try to take away what is their strength by adding a bigger strength to your team. And the Broncos, they went defense for years, and it's now paid off because now they sit at the top of the defensive league in the NFL, or the offensive league, with a defensive team that is number one above the Eagles, above the Vikings, above the Lions, above the Chargers, all these teams. And you mentioned these teams. Broncos, you'll play them. Eagles, right out of the chute, you'll play them week two at home. Chargers, you're going to play them twice. Those are teams that are now building their teams around defenses and a quarterback and a coach trying to take after the Kansas City Chiefs. And what they've done is dominate the AFC West. It's not going away. It's getting better every single year. And like you had mentioned, yeah, they went 15-2 last year. They could go 13-4 and be a better team than they were last year, even though the record doesn't indicate it.
Do we think we're shifting back to a defensive league with all of these stars now on the defensive side of the football? Or, comma, are there stars that are coming up realizing there's no positions open right now in offense, so they'll flip to the defensive side and be great defensive players too? Because, look, in high school and as you get ready to go to college, obviously, the best athletes play both ways. You know, they're your wide receiver, they're your defensive back, they're your quarterback, they're your linebacker. So maybe some of these guys are saying, you know what, let me go to the defensive side of the ball. A lot of those guys haven't gotten the big paydays yet over there. The big paydays may be coming on the defensive side of the football. And maybe the pendulum does swing back a little bit to defenses being like it was, you know, where teams are chanting defense and the stadium's rocking and defense is winning championships and you're winning games 6-3 and stuff like that, right? Like, we may be trending back to that realm, because there are a lot of good defenses now in this league, including the one we have in Kansas City. I mean, you look around Kansas City right now and you want to be a copycat team. What's harder to do? Find Patrick Mahomes or go make a great defense like Spags did? It's harder to find Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So you're going to load up on the defensive side of the football because there's only one Patrick Mahomes and a handful of other good quarterbacks. Your odds are better if you build your defense right now.
We saw the kind of resurgence of the running back. So that could be, if that trend continues, you're right, maybe the defensive uptick continues as well.
The midseason will sit there and go, man, scoring's down this year. How come nobody's doing anything offensively? Because money's now being invested. Athletes are playing on the defensive side of the football.
Runs are down in the MLB. Why?
Have you seen the pitching in baseball?
The Chiefs not on this list, but you're right, Bob. You could make an argument that they do belong on this top 10 list. Dusty, you went through a couple of the names. Broncos, they'll play twice. The Eagles, number two on this list, they'll play. The Chargers, they'll play twice. They're number four. The Detroit Lions come in at number five. They'll play the Lions this year. The Houston Texans at number seven, they play them. And the Baltimore Ravens at number eight, which I would say is too low in this rankings, they will play as well. So that's half of the top 10
Baltimore
defenses.
Baltimore added to their defense with Jair Alexander from Green Bay, who got released.
Okay, so you just mentioned all of those teams. I made my tallies. That's eight games at the bare minimum that the Chiefs are playing against top 10 defenses this year. That's
as of right now.
That's half your schedule. Going into the season, half your schedule is being played against top 10 defenses. So when they go 13-4 or 14-3 and they're the number one seed again, you can say, could they be? Eight of their games going into the season are against top 10 defenses. So that's who they beat, Stephen A.
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because it makes you have the idea that kind of picks up in my brain is where all these teams have started to draft defensively, The Chiefs have started to draft aggressively offensively. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Royals, right? They're
Simmons.
Simmons, left tackle, protect Patrick Mahomes. Oh, you're going to go bulk up on your defense and stop our offense? Okay, we trust our defense and what Spags developed because he took 4 years to do that, drafting guys like Bolton and Karlaftis and McDuffie and Chenal and going and getting Tranquil, extending Chris Jones. We've done our job there. Now where you're doing your job, we've got to do ours and build up our offensive front. And two receivers you drafted in the last 2 years could be big impacts on these teams because what they're building against you, Brett Veach is now trying to build against that as well. So it's a consistent tug-of-war game. And so far, Brett Veach has pulled everybody in the mud pit in the middle.
But also, they haven't neglected the defense either. Two defensive linemen drafted this year, right?
Yeah, you got to draft for the future. You're going to lose that. You're going to lose that guy at 95 eventually. You're going to be here forever, and you got to find somebody that can replace that. But again, I think it's great to see that. Again, you can call it biased Chiefs-colored glasses, but Denver defense is great. AFC defenses are getting better. What does Brett Veach do? All right, we have a good enough defense. If we can be top 12, but we can be top 5 offense, we'll take our chances, and we'll see who's hosting up the AFC West Championship again.
Well, that's the thing. You look at this top 10 defense. We mentioned those 5 teams we're playing. Which one of those 5 teams is also going to have a top 10 offense?
Baltimore?
That's it. To me, I mean, I think the Broncos and Chargers have a chance. I think the Eagles all have a chance, but I would put them more in that middle tier.
Yeah, I think Baltimore's the answer to that question. Yeah.
Yeah, so if the Chiefs have a top 5 elite offense and they're still more than competent, which we all assume they will be. I mean, frankly,
I think they're going to be better defensively.
I think so too.
Their defensive line got better. As much as we like guys like Turk Wharton and Derek Nnadi and Mike Pinnell and all those guys, we've got fresh, younger guys now coming in, and that matters. And I think they're going to be better defensively this year.
Yeah, they drafted that guy out of Tennessee, Norman Lott, and everyone's like, he was a rotational guy.
He was the only 10 I see.
Yeah. Well, what do the Chiefs do on defensive line play? They rotate, and so he's not going to have to play a lot. I think it's perfect position for him.
Was somebody criticizing that?
Oh, it was the big criticism from Chiefs fans and Twitter and stuff like that. It's like, hey, look at
the
snap count.
You watch the games?
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to see when they play all those defenses like throughout the season, because obviously we know the Chargers, they play week 1. Philadelphia, they play week 2. So according to this, you're playing the second-ranked defense and the fourth-ranked defense right out of the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you play the Giants in week 3, but you play the Ravens in week 4. So 3 of the top 10 defenses you play in the first 4 weeks of the season. Then you play the Lions in week 6, and then after that, Bills week 9, obviously. Washington has a decent defense. Dan Quinn will do whatever, but again, tough road, man. I mean, if you can go win it this year, what is it that they say with Steph Curry / Jason Tatum? What are they going to say now? I mean, think about it. Like, Mahomes had his worst year as a starter last year.
Right.
What if he has his second greatest year, as Bob has said, as a starter this year, when everybody's defense have zigged against the zag of the offensive league, and Mahomes goes out there and throws for 47 and 41?
Yeah, give me the statue today. speaking of Bonds? I was just going to say, did you see that?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Should have been up 5 years ago.
San Francisco's putting a Barry Bonds statue up. They don't care. Nobody cares anymore, which is good.
Except
they
the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Except a couple of old, stodgy loser writers with mustard stains on their shirts. You had mentioned something about... I know, right? You had mentioned something about the rotation and the snap counts and people on Chiefs Twitter complaining about the snap counts of defensive linemen. The number one thing that everybody in this league knows is that Steve Spagnuolo rotates his defensive linemen, right? We've been talking about that since he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl as the Giants defensive coordinator in 2007. Okay. It's 20 years ago, roughly 18 years ago. If you consider yourself a Chiefs fan and you're complaining about players that they drafted that didn't have high snap counts at the defensive tackle position, you're not really a Chiefs fan. You just aren't, because you don't understand how this team operates. You don't understand how Steve Spagnuolo operates. He uses rotational guys to keep dudes fresh so they're always able to get after the quarterback. That's legitimately his calling card. That's like saying Roger Clemens needs to strike out more people. That's all he does is strike out people. You know, like, you have to understand the concepts that we're talking about. And we don't get nerdy about it, but everybody knows Steve Spagnuolo rotates his defensive linemen and he wants two deep in every position. And if you're complaining about that on Twitter, then you're not a fan. You're just not. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, and if you complain about that, then I don't want to hear how awesome and how clutch Chris Jones has been on those third downs and those end-of-game playoff game plays. Why is he fresh? Why is he ready to go? Because Spags has been waiting for four quarters for that moment,
right.
And he strikes when it's right.
And he does.
What's the saying that the defense uses and what we what?
And Spags we trust.
Okay, yeah. No snap. Right. I'm good on that
and,
one.
And you're going to tell me somebody on Chiefs Twitter is like, I don't like the snap count about this guy.
Never heard of him.
Find a date, man. Seriously, you're counting snap counts of a fourth-round pick in college?
Hey, take it
easy. I just want to win, Jen.
It's harder than you think.
Yes. I've got this other one word if you guys want to go.
Not if you're Alex Gold. God, everybody comes out of the woodwork for it. I got a text from somebody yesterday. Can you give me Alex's number? I want to set him up with somebody.
There you go.
Do I get 10% of this? Like,
yeah, seriously, you got to get a cut.
She's such a smooth ride.
I mean, it speaks for itself.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
Why do you think his phone's getting hit up?
Because
she's such a smooth ride.
I mean, you hear that in the morning. Hey, babe, would you like some coffee? Because
she's such a smooth ride.
Like, this dude is Kansas City's catch.
Yes.
I've got people coming from everywhere going, is Alex available?
He's got more hits than the Royals lineup.
No doubt. Hell, even Binkley does at this point.
One word you said you had?
Yeah, this was Fox Sports. They stole our bit. And they gave one word to everyone's offseason. They did the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to give your word for the Chiefs offseason, or maybe we can just talk about this word, whichever way you want to go with it. But Fox Sports said provoked. A little blurb here for the Chiefs on their offseason. The one word, provoked, following their humiliating Super Bowl 59 loss to the Eagles. The Chiefs are expected to have an edge in the new season. Not only did Travis Kelce commit to play, but Kansas City will also have Rice back from an injured knee that cost him all but four games in 2024.
I kind of love that word, quite honestly, because that's what you're doing. You're provoking the Chiefs right now. Every time somebody says this team, that team, this is bad, they're making mental notes of all of this. And yeah, provoked is really good. That's a great word to use for the Chiefs offseason.
I would say offensive, because you could also call it offensive. Because that's what I think they will be this year. They are offended by what people would say, that the blowout Super Bowl to the Eagles is the end of a dynasty, as some guy said on Rich Eisen's show, which we could play either tomorrow or today. But I think they take offense to that, and I think they have their offensive unit where they won it for the first time since they've had it since 2018 when Patrick Mahomes was his first year as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So provoked, offensive, however you want to look at it, I'm down for a scorched earth. Like, I don't care if we see games that go 17-16 anymore, but they win. I want to see more than that, right? We sit here and bitch and complain all the time about the Royals offense. Like, I want to see seven runs. I want to see two home runs in a game by one person. I want to see guys hitting the gap and get score runs. I want to see offense this year. And I don't know if that's too much to ask for, but again, I don't want to hear all this all offseason. Oh, they're pissed off. Oh, they're this. Go do it.
Well, and
let's go see it.
And to piggyback on that, Dusty, because as I've been telling you guys since March, the whole MO this year is bombs away. They want to light this thing on fire. Okay. They said that. Not me. That's not Bob Fesco saying that.
Just like the Royals said they were a playoff team.
Exactly. And that's my point. The Royals said they were a playoff team. Mm-hmm. They're anything but a playoff team. Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are telling us they want to go bombs away. Then they need to go bombs away. They've talked about it all offseason. They've stressed it all offseason. The deep ball, bring that back. Get your wide receiver. So now, if you get a rash of injuries again like we did at the wide receiver position, obviously things change with injury. The Royals haven't had an injury. They just aren't playing good. So they told us they were a playoff team. We need to hold them to that level of standard. The Chiefs have told us they're going to go bombs away. So I'm with you on this one. 17-16 was fun to beat the Broncos, but you're telling everybody now it's bombs away time, and the Chiefs, quite honestly, when they say something, they kind of go out there and they do it. You know, they kind of do. They kind of deliver on all of their promises. So I am looking forward to a scorched earth year this year.
There are some things to look forward to with rookie wide receivers with quarterbacks in this year. Who will be the star of a new dimension in the NFL when it comes to offense? Plus, we can get some other stuff about Travis Kelce as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I think about when I hear this song.
Busting on that beat. As we dive back into the end of the 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. NBA draft last night. I don't know if you saw the still shot of the Knipple family when he was drafted. Somebody just says, look at that Knipple pipeline going to Duke. 1, 2, 3, 4 brothers.
Let me see the picture. You got to pull it up right there.
Yeah. I don't know if you can get
it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, like, in 3 years, one brother's going to go, and then 4 years,
Grayson,
another.
Grayson, Jason, Aiden, Braden, Caden, Jaden.
They go from the Plumlee pipeline to the Knipple pipeline. Yeah, at Duke.
So how many kids are Aiden, Braden, Jaden, and Caden in that group right now, right? Is it all of them?
I know a Caden.
Does he play baseball?
Yep.
Does he really? Oh, that's perfect.
And his little brother's awesome. Name is Kyler.
Here it is, baseball player, right?
Getting ready to play baseball.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah. We see these baseball players down at the lake, and my daughter says to me, she goes, look at all these Masons.
That's great.
That's my special girl.
Exactly.
That's why we fight all the time, because we're the same damn person, right? She goes, Dad, look at all these Masons. And they're all with the flat brim cap, and they've all got the, you know, the mullet haircut and whatnot.
Yeah.
And their dad is, you know, he's coach guy with the jersey on following behind him.
And then Jen's on the dock down there, like Jennifer Love Hewitt from I Know You Did Last Summer. What are you waiting for, huh? What are you putting me through? But we saw a graphic yesterday from Fox NFL, which quarterback rookie wide receiver duo will have the most touchdowns. I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot of these guys, but
good. Because yeah. I didn't either.
Now I know Golden for Green Bay with Jordan Love. He was the guy that gave the epic like promo speech at the draft. They gave him the microphone. He just went nuts.
Well, he was the one, the wide receiver they drafted. Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, all right, this is the guy. He came out, did the whole thing, did the pipeline speech and all that sort of stuff. There's Bryce Young and McMillan. Could be decent. They've got Xavier Leggett over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Could be got a veteran at Adam Thielen. We'll see what that happens. CJ Stroud and Higgins. Strouds needs another option because obviously the Tank Dell injury last year that happened in Kansas City, that was gruesome. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be there this year. I really want to see this one flourish because of the local aspect. Plus I always trust the Chiefs, but this is always going to be one of those guys that you could have had in Luther Burden, right? Mm-hmm. As the end of the first round started to get closer and closer, and we'll go back and we'll say, okay, Joshua Simmons, Luther Burden. I know they're two completely different positions, but it was one of those things where Luther Burden was there.
Wasn't he a third-round pick, ultimately, Luther Burden, or was he late second round?
I think he was – he may have dropped to the third.
I thought he dropped to the third round at one point, but I could be totally
wrong. But that's a team that revamped their offensive line. They brought in Ben Johnson. They've got Roma Dunze. They have DJ Moore. They now have Luther Burden. That team is, like, ready to go offensively. We'll see if it all clicks.
I saw somebody today just now on X. His name's Clay Harbor. Used to play in the NFL. He does some stuff on X right now. And shockingly enough, I was watching a Eagles Giants game from 2010 the other day on NFL Network. And this guy, Clay Harbor, caught a pass playing for Andy. I was watching because Andy's coaching this game. I just want to, you know, maybe I can pick something up. Right.
Of course.
Didn't. But he said that the ceiling for Caleb Williams is Jordan Love. Is that good or is that not good? You guys tell me.
Well, that was Max MVP.
I know. Year. That's why I'm asking.
I really like Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's better than people give him credit for.
I also think they're completely different quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think they've got, I don't know.
I feel like his ceiling should be Jaden Daniels.
I think Caleb Williams is, yeah. I mean, I'm all in on Ben Johnson.
You're
the Bears,
garage
man.
High on Caleb Williams.
I seriously am. I think they're going to be so good. I mean, there's...
Take the under.
Sure, do it, man. But the excuses for Caleb Williams last year are just so right in front of you. They're so obvious. And all of those things on the surface were fixed. And you talk about Ben Johnson. He just talks about the body language. His thing is no palms up this offseason. No palms up, Caleb Williams. I don't want you with your palms up looking at a player. They had 22 false starts in the first half of the season, led the league. They had no good communication. They were terribly coached. We saw the Eberflus debacle.
And people
on
want to say coaches don't matter.
Yeah,
right?
This stuff matters, man. And this started in the offseason, apparently last year, before they even started, where it was like people don't know where to go. They don't know the plays. They don't know the signals. I think everything's going to change with this Bears team. So I think Luther Burden's not a bad choice.
You think he makes that offense?
It's such a smooth ride.
Yeah.
We always struggle with the Ben Johnson types. Can they be a football leader?
Yes.
I think Ben Johnson can.
Yeah. Can you lead an organization? Because now for Ben Johnson, it's no longer about the X's and O's. Nope. It's about being a leader. And the X's and O's as a head coach, I know Andy would disagree with this probably, but that's like the furthest thing from your mind because you're dealing with every problem. Oh, somebody's got a broken finger. Somebody's mom is not doing well. We've got this issue we need to deal with. Like it all goes to the head coach. How do you prioritize all of that stuff, right? And do you have the right people around you to lift you up? You know, like if something's going wrong and Andy needs to lean on somebody, you got Matt Nagy and you got Steve Spagnuolo that you can just lean on. Both have been former head coaches in this league. They know what they're doing, right? Does Ben Johnson have those guys around him? Or is he going to be like Todd Haley and try to control everything, not let anybody do anything, and then just melt down in front of us? Because a lot of coaches do that in their first, you know, go around. They don't understand that it's okay to let everybody else have credit, and you're the head coach, and you can just sit back. That's the one thing that I loved about Dick Vermeil so much, is that he was the leader of that organization. Al Saunders, you do the offense, and whoever was doing the defense at the time, Greg Robinson, you do the defense. I'm going to lean on you guys. I'm going to put you in position. Some of these young coaches do not have the ability to do that, or the want to do that, and that's what's going to burn them out. So I hope Ben Johnson, for his sake, is able to do stuff like that. But I want to ask you guys, it feels like we have made more excuses for Caleb Williams than maybe anybody I've seen in recent memory in the NFL. Like, there's a lot of people out there that are saying it's not Caleb's fault. It's this, it's that, the other thing. As big a year as I think it is for the knee biter in Detroit, it's a massive year for Caleb Williams in Chicago.
Huge.
Year two, man. Like,
no, yeah.
And bigger year for Caleb Williams or Bryce Young?
I think Caleb Williams. I think the spotlight's on that guy because it's Chicago. And because it's the Bears, and because I think people want them to be good, I think it's a huge year for Caleb Williams. Because what happens if he doesn't play good this year? You gave him all the damn weapons you could.
Yeah.
You gave him the line. You gave him the coach, right? You gave him everything. If he doesn't go out there and play well, there are no more excuses for Caleb Williams. And now with the Bears, you're back to square zero. You need a quarterback. And where you get one these days, right?
Yeah, I'll even have to say, yeah, you're right. If he sucks this year, I'll be like, all right, I was wrong.
Did you see the Spurrier comment the other day about Arch Manning?
Steve Spurrier?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was still ripping takes.
Yeah, no, he was on somebody's podcast.
And he was fishing in Miami.
He should be, right? But this take was really good. It made me think. He said, hold on a second here. People are going to tank for Arch Manning, who Texas didn't think was good enough to play over Quinn Ewers, who was a 7th-round draft pick.
Great.
I thought that was a brilliant take by the old ball coach. Look at you. You backed away because your pants got tight when you heard that, right?
Love that, man. That's awesome.
And I was like, damn, that's a good comment. I never thought of it in that perspective. Texas didn't think he was good enough last year to play in front of a guy who ended up being a 7th-round pick in this league, and everybody's talking about Arch Manning being 1-1.
Yeah, I think Arch can be just fine.
Okay.
I do. I think he'll be just fine. I think that they knew what their team was. I think they knew what they had in Arch Manning, and why not get the best year out of him in his junior year? And he'll be a junior this year, right? Or is he a true freshman last year?
Who is it?
Arch Manning.
Arch Manning, yeah. He'll be a junior.
Yeah, so he sat for 2 years.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, learn the system, go out there, and be exactly who you should be. You know what I mean?
Good for Texas if they have that luxury to be able to do something like that as the coach, too.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's an Andy Reid move. When you know, like, I got Alex Smith, we'll be fine for a year. I know I'm good to go, right? Like, that's a baller type of move. You don't see that a lot. A lot of coaches don't have that stability. But I thought that was a great quote by Steve Spurrier. I'm like, man, teams are going to tank for this guy. We've never seen him really play in college, right, for a long period of time, you know? And he was behind a guy who was in the 7th round. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, and we're just enamored. We get so enamored with these guys, we forget the simple facts.
Yep.
Travis Hunter and Trevor Lawrence. Meh.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Thomas taking away a lot of the attention, so could maybe be there.
Then you got Mayfield and Buka.
I like that.
I like that one.
I like that.
Herbert and Harris.
That one's good, too.
Demetrius Harris is now a Charger. Sweet. Drop all the passes.
And then Geno Smith has Beck.
I don't know that Beck guy.
Anthony Beck?
Anthony's son.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it's not Anthony's son, because he's the quarterback at Iowa State.
Mm. So that was the one I was kind of like, Geno and Beck? I guess that's...
Yeah, I don't know. Jack Beck.
Who is it?
Jack Beck.
Jack Beck?
Yeah, played for TCU.
What a great name.
And LSU.
All the U's.
He's known for his strong hands and catch focus, if you're wondering, Bob.
Okay.
Strong hands and catch focus.
His catch focus. What the hell does that mean?
Oh, no.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Strong hands and focus.
Jack facts.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, the guy made it up. What's this guy known for? Catch focus.
Catch focus.
Look at his catch radius. Hey. What the hell are you talking about? Jack facts.
That's what they're talking about. Coming up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty, we dive into the NBA draft that was last night and how ESPN just needs to go away when it comes to stuff like this. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.